You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios for hour number three, man. I'm talking about local, state, national, sometimes international stuff. And like we said, the dude just said, we cover down on all of it. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, we're going to the phones right now. Right before I do that, I got to tell you, the lovely Charlene just texted me. I mentioned General Boykin's book, Never Surrender. She pointed out he's the author of more than one book, by the way. One of his others that is really good is called The Warrior Soul. So highly recommend it, The Warrior Soul by General Jerry Boykin. So let me go to the phones right now. We're going to bring on somebody who's been a friend of the show, Jared Hudson, former Navy SEAL. Most recently ran as a Republican candidate, the Republican candidate for the sheriff of Jefferson County. He is the owner of Covenant Rescue Group that specializes in assisting law enforcement with rescuing victims of human trafficking, as well as another organization called the Shooting Institute, which provides training for law enforcement and military. Jared Hudson, how you doing, man?
What's up, brother? I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for making some time. Hey, listen, before we get into, you know, crime and the enforcement of crime and peace through strength is also on your city streets, give me your thoughts, first of all, just on Israel. What do you see and what are you thinking and where do you think operators are right now?
Man, my phone's been blowing up since this thing kicked off a few days ago. I got some buddies overseas. I've got buddies that are getting prepped to go. I've been asked to roll through a few things with some of our organizations. And in short, I mean, obviously we see it's a bad thing. I don't think people realize how serious it is. I mean, for the first time, really since World War II, we truly see every major superpower in the world right now via proxy, but albeit everybody's involved in some shape, form, or fashion in Ukraine and Russia, and then now this Israel and Gaza, which is Hamas, but you've got Lebanon, or you got Hezbollah up in Lebanon saying that, you know, they're going to be involved. You got Iran, obviously, backing Hamas. I mean, it's just a lot of players involved, but a lot of powerful players to where, when you look at it, every major power in the world is involved in a war, in conflict right now. So, I mean, it truly is, you know, World War III looking type stuff, so.
Yeah, it is, and some of the indicators are even beyond. I mean, some of the indicators are truly political. Like, for instance, the Israeli Knesset convened this weekend, and for the first time since 1973, they formally declared war. I mean, this is not like a military action; this is a war declared by their government. They're going at it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, they deal with, you know, rockets and things like that being shot from Gaza pretty regularly. I think some folks don't understand. I mean, with Hezbollah saying what they've said, and we know Israel is going to be going into the Gaza Strip, they're like, hey, if you go in to Gaza, we're gonna send every rocket we have at y'all. Well, they have 130,000 rockets that can hit anywhere in Israel if they want to hit. So
yeah.
You got the Taliban, who have all our arms, saying, hey, if you give us peaceful passage, we'll go take Jerusalem.
Yeah.
On foot, you know, they're saying that to other countries. You know, I guess Iran and Iraq is where they'd have to go through to get there. But anyway, or at least Iran. But with that being said, yeah, it's just there's a lot of stuff going on. And it doesn't help that the Biden administration dropped $6 billion for, you know, what was it, about $1 billion per hostage. They dropped $6 billion to get hostages. Well, now Iran's got hundreds of hostages.
Yeah.
But they gave $6 billion to Iran, and I believe last week, sometime, there was money was supposed to be on hold, like 72 or 74 million. And it was confirmed by a buddy of mine who's in Congress, that was supposed to be held, but it was released, by the Democrat to support the humanitarian aid thing, I guess, in Gaza.
Yeah, greenlit another $10 billion that had been seized and held back in July, but they did it quietly and no one realized it. So it's been...
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, you've got all that stuff going on, and it's, you know, the question is, here's the problem I have, and I know we're talking about strength through, you know, we're going to talk about strength here in our, where we live at here stateside. But the problem I have is to take, you know, buddies of mine, I use a guy, Eddie Gallagher, as an example, friend of mine. A lot of people like him. A lot of people don't. They say he murdered somebody overseas. Well, the fact of the matter is he was in a war zone.
Yep.
And this guy was tried for murders if he killed somebody in a Walmart here in, you know, in Florida where he lives at. That's wrong, because the same folks that sent him over there to do that are the same folks who are releasing money to that does stuff like what we see going on in Israel. And I've been getting video after video, men, women, children. I mean, folks who have done nothing, absolutely destroyed, blown apart, crushed, getting shot, getting their heads cut off, getting captured, all because the powers that be make dumb decisions, you know, and they're never held accountable. We got January 6th folks sitting in jail right now.
Yep.
Yet these clowns released billions of dollars to some of the greatest terrorist organizations of the world and some of the most terrible countries in the world, and they never answer for it. That's mind-boggling to me. That's what surprises me.
No, it's absolutely mind-boggling. And, you know, and I got no choice but try and steer it back to where we're going to talk right now, but you're hitting all the marks. I mean, so peace through strength is not just something, though, that happens at the national level. Peace through strength can it be something you deal with right here in terms of police force and law enforcement capabilities and district attorneys on the streets of our cities. And you live in Jefferson County, where I am no fan, by the way, of the guy you ran against. I think that Jefferson County been a whole lot better off if we had, you know, Sheriff Jared Hudson. But the reality is Pettway's still there. He just finally came around and goes, you know, I think I'll take a look at those illegal gambling sites for the first time in years. The murder capita per capita, murder capital of the state of Alabama, one of the highest per capita in the nation. And I see just this morning that, or that, I think it was last night actually, that Mayor Randall Woodfin of Birmingham, you know, the murder capital of the state, says I support Israel, and then when people say, oh, don't do that, he backs off and deletes his post. But I look at that and think criminals are emboldened right now in Birmingham, and a part of that is because of leadership. Your thoughts?
Oh no, absolutely. I think all of it's because of leadership. I mean, you know, you can go down a list of things, you know, or that, let's say law enforcement, since law enforcement's where, you know, it's obviously a scriptural principle. They don't bear the sword in vain, right? Romans. And we see our law enforcement, they don't bear the sword in vain. And that sword is the sword of the law, the sword of order that we at least claim that we live in this society. And all right, let's say the standard's low. Let's say the individual officer is, maybe shouldn't be there, does the wrong thing or whatever it is. Well, that's fine, but it still goes back to leadership. You know, what did leadership require of this individual? What did leadership require of themselves? Because you beget who you are. So if I'm a sheriff who I don't go out there and qualify with my pistol, which is the one thing required by the state of Alabama to be a law enforcement officer is to make a 70 on your pistol qual every year. If I don't go out there and do that, how can I expect the men and women that work under me to do that? And that's a simple, easy task. That's a skill set-based task. If I don't have the wherewithal or the mental fortitude or the intestinal fortitude to stand up to somebody, to stand and look down, you know, a bad guy, no matter what it's going to cost me, and say, no, you're not going to do this in my county or my city, how can I expect anybody else to do it? And I think that's the ultimate problem is leadership. It's not just one of the problems. It is the problem. Using a scriptural example, I was reading in the, I think it was 2 Chronicles this morning. I know it's in 2 Kings, 2 Chronicles, read about Hezekiah.
Yeah.
Hezekiah led the nation of Israel back to God through tearing down the high places and going through all that. But literally what you see is right after he passes away, his son, Manasseh, leads Israel within 2 years in all the wrong things again.
Yeah.
And then he repents and turns to God and fixes his way, and then his son after him does the same thing. Manasseh reigned for 55 years. His son after him reigned for 2 years. And he led Israelites astray again. So it always goes back to a leader. And that's why Jesus said, if anyone causes these little ones to go astray, it's better you had a millstone tied around your neck and thrown in the ocean. What he's talking about when he says little ones, is those who would follow you. And I think we're sitting in the same place with, let's say, stateside law enforcement and just men in general, in charge of our families, you know, just running our families and doing what we're supposed to do. We are not standing in the gap as we're supposed to stand in the gap. And that doesn't mean you're out there pointing guns and yelling at everybody every day. But it is the word meek in Scripture. When Christ talks about it, it doesn't mean meek as we often think it means. It means those who have the ability to use the sword but leave it sheathed. Does that make sense?
Oh, it absolutely does, and that's exactly right. The fact that the sword is there and you're capable of using it and you're willing to if you're necessary is what deters the enemy from pulling their own sword.
That's exactly right, and that's
where I think we're missing right now is that so often leadership is constantly trying to appease and to make pleasant and to pretend that things are going to be okay when the reality is what they need is to know that you've got a big old stick and you'll use it if you have to, although you'd rather not, but just be aware the stick exists
that's the problem where we're at nowadays. The concept that the pen is mightier than the sword is a lie. The pen's only as mighty as the sword's willingness to back it. Ask anybody who tried to fight against Genghis Khan, right?
Yeah.
Who tried to use any sort of wit or rhetoric against him. He just physically killed him. So with that being said, we live in a system where, I'll be honest with you, women wouldn't have the voice that they have nowadays if it wasn't for strong men standing on their behalf. And a lot of people get pissed when I say that. But it's true. And I've got three daughters at home, and I want them to have a voice. But without a strong man upholding the system that we have, they don't have a voice. I saw that happen firsthand in Afghanistan, especially when we pulled out.
Yeah,
We're seeing that happen overseas now. Here stateside, it's the same thing. Without those folks standing in the gap, I don't care who you think you are. If you don't have the ability to physically back what you're saying, at some point in time, if it gets put to the test, you might not be able to say it anymore.
That's exactly right.
And that's where we're at. And people don't realize it is strictly physical prowess. That's what everything boils down to. That's what you see going on in Israel right now. It's what you see in Ukraine. That's what you see or saw in Afghanistan before we pulled out, and now the Taliban's taking that over. Everywhere you go, diplomacy is only upheld by that quiet strength. But that quiet strength is there not because we've had to enact at any time recently, but we became a superpower through a lot of men who went and physically fought and died in World War II in Korea and Vietnam, right? It's been built over years. Same thing with law enforcement. It's been there because of what happened in the Wild West, what happened in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, when law enforcement was really coming into place and our communities were growing, where guys were out there having to get after it to do the work. And that's where the name was made. And now we're seeing a bunch of, cowards, for lack of a better word. They like to pretend they're cowboys, but in reality, they're cowards that have never done anything who are leading these agencies that are supposed to protect the people.
Well, you're spot on, brother. And listen, I hate it, but we've talked all the way through the segment. I got to go to break. But man, you stay on it. We appreciate what you're doing. Some of the quotes you just gave me today, I'm hoping you're writing a book one day. But the reality is, peace through strength, man, you are so correct. It comes from having a sword that may still be sheathed, but everybody knows the sword exists, and they don't want you to use it, so they stay calm. Hey, Jared Hudson, we appreciate you, man. As always, we'll have you back on again soon, all right?
Thank you, brother. Y'all have a good one.
You too, man. All right, I ran long intentionally because that was too good to stop, but he's spot on, man. Taking it to a break right now, but he's spot on. Peace through strength. It comes from what you project, and also, by the way, from what you have the capability of doing, and everybody knows you will if you have to. Peace through strength, military, the crime, southern border, all of it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.